All right, we're going to move right along, and we're going to get Suzanne Young. Suzanne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a great opportunity. I appreciate it.
And you're able to hear the show while you're on hold, right?
Yes, that really goes, it's wonderful. So we don't get bored while we're waiting.
And it was funny because I mean, I've done the show for a couple of years, and I didn't know it until last week. So I don't know if that was a new feature they added or if nobody's ever told me before, but because it was like, how'd you know you were covering? I'm like, I could hear you. I'm like, oh, I had no idea. So it kind of warms you up for what to expect, I guess, huh?
It does, or it starts making you get nervous, one or the other.
You're looking at the clock going, oh, God, it's my time.
It's coming.
Okay. Well, Suzanne, you are the owner of Personal Success Programs, correct?
Correct. My husband and I, Kevin, actually own it together.
Okay. And what I want to go through, and I love when we do these interviews, what I always like to start out with is your path. What led you to be the owner, the co-owner of this business? What's your story?
Oh, true story. My husband and I each had our own individual journeys, of course, that finally helped us realize this is a company we wanted to start. My own one little personal quick true story was I was in a second marriage that was just about as uncomfortable and lousy as the first one, and that came to an end when that husband took part of our retirement money, bought a house behind my back, and had a girlfriend living in it. And I said to myself, wow, what about me? Do I need to change? Because I seem to be the one common ingredient in both lousy marriages. And I knew I had to learn more about myself, and I began, as I always have my whole life, looking to successful people who have gone through struggles, reading, listening, attending seminars, and eventually came across the movie The Secret. And the book, of course, came out, and that was about 2006. And I realized, oh, wow, that's the key. I have been using my thoughts productively in some areas of my life, like I was a great successful person when it came to business and raising children as a single parent, four kids as a single parent for 10 years, but I hadn't really used supportive thoughts of myself when it came to relationships. So I knew I wanted, once I learned it all, I wanted to share that with other people. My husband had his own specific journey, which he can share at some other time because
Okay.
it's a great story.
So if this is the first time somebody's hearing about personal success programs, what would you like them to know about your company?
Well, Kevin and I decided to form the company back in 2007 because of everything we'd learned, and we're both loved to read and study and examine life and try to figure it out. And we'd both happened to have gone through a Dale Carnegie course, Understanding the Power of Proper Communication and Human Relations. And when it all came together, we realized that we were both passionate about assisting people in achieving their own personal goals. That's why we call it personal success programs. We have individual lives and personal goals that we all want to accomplish, and there's no better feeling for either Kevin or I than helping assist you to find the way to achieve that goal in a quicker manner than by good luck, bad luck, and potluck.
Right. And it's amazing that we actually have some control over this stuff. So ultimately, what makes your company different from any other coaching company?
Well, we're definitely different because we offer a couple of opportunities to assist them in their journey to achieving their goals. And one is, like other companies, we offer individualized, personalized coaching. Kevin's a certified coach, and he offers a free discovery session to sit down with you and see what it is you're looking for and work with you individually. And then Kevin and I both love learning how to help people use the power of their thoughts to bring improvement in any area of their life. If you put the two together, you can achieve goals so much more quickly. And this power of thoughts really has been called the law of attraction since about 2006 when that movie came out. But we go much deeper and much more thoroughly and offer all kinds of support in helping each person who wants to take that route to achieving your desires and dreams. We offer all kinds of assistance.
Well, I live by the whole mantra of law of attraction, but for people who maybe haven't heard that, can you kind of get into a little bit of what law of attraction is?
Yeah, actually, obviously it's pretty deep and thorough, but in a couple minutes I'll try to wrap it up in a nutshell.
Okay, thanks.
The you know, there's all kinds of laws that we're taught when we're growing up. There's the law of gravity. That's a law based on energy, and we kind of know it works because if we don't, we fall down, and we stub our toe and we fall down. So we pay attention to that. But the law of attraction is also a law based on energy. It's a universal law. It's been around since time began, and it simply states that like energy attracts like energy. The part where we get to have to use it effectively and change our results in life and attract the things we want is to begin to understand just a couple of aspects of it. I'll just take about 2 more minutes explaining that. The power where we get control over our experiences is to understand that your thoughts are producing energy also. And our thoughts, another thing that we don't realize is our thoughts are producing emotions. So when you understand those two basic things and then you remember that like energy out in the universe, well, there's energy everywhere, but there's just like energy attracts like energy. So the good part and the part that I love and that I've used all over and over and brought some wonderful things into my experience is the fact that all the different thoughts we have are producing different frequencies, sort of like radio stations all have different frequencies. Your blog talk has its own frequency. If we want to listen to it, we got to tune in until the frequencies match. Our thoughts are producing different frequencies too. And all the thoughts that produce the good feeling emotions, love, peace, joy, enthusiasm, knowledge, confidence, those, when you think those, every little thought's a burst of energy, but when you think a steady stream of thoughts that produce a good feeling, that when you think those, they're producing a high frequency. And a steady stream of that becomes powerful. It builds up momentum, and what it does is it goes out into the universe. You're emitting, you're transmitting this frequency, and it attracts back to it like frequency in the form of, and this is the part you got to wrap, you got to learn and understand it more. But in the form of an experience that gives you the same emotion. Because everything begins with thoughts, eventually it manifests into an experience, and finally sometimes you actually have a real thing in your hand or a company or whatever it is you want. But it all begins with energy, and like energy attracts like energy. The part where we don't really pay attention to, because, you know, people have been thinking positive thoughts, you know, positive mental attitude, and people have been teaching positive thoughts for a long time. The part where you really get control and understanding of it all is that even your thoughts that are producing fear and worry are a lower frequency. They're producing energy too. And then let's say the thoughts that produce depression, those are really low in frequency. As you're putting out energy into the world, you're bringing back experiences of similar or like energy in the form of the emotion that you happen to be in. And a lot of times you get stuck in them because you just keep thinking over and over the things that are bothering you or worrying you or depressing you. And then this is how people get stuck in a rut. They don't realize that it's as simple as learning new ways to change your thoughts, and that's what we teach.
I love it. I love it. I mean, I think that this is so important, and I think that it's one of those things that until you experience it or until you know somebody that has, it's almost too good to be true, but it is so real, and I'm so appreciative that you guys offer this. So can you kind of get into some of the products and services you guys offer?
Yeah, actually one of the things that makes us different is that Kevin and I are a team, and we offer a series of Law of Attraction workshops, numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, obviously, but the intro to the Law of Attraction and all of the Law of Attraction workshops are set up in the format that you can keep moving forward and perfecting how to use this effectively and consistently. But workshop number 1, called the Intro to the Law of Attraction, is actually lays the foundation. Each workshop is 6 full hours. We provide lunch at no extra charge. We do offer a money-back guarantee because we know we design these workshops especially for your specific desires. We work with only a few people, 5 or 6, out of the comfort of our home. And things that we talk about there are confidential. So we really get down to helping you get what you're looking for when you come and how to use that Law of Attraction effectively. Other things we offer, if you've gone through any of our Law of Attraction workshops, at least 1 and 2, you can then take a specialty workshops, and that's 6 full hours focused on areas that most people want help in, and that is health. Like, we'll do a workshop on health only. We have a couple coming up. One is on relationships. Doesn't everybody want to have the best relationships possible with all the different people in your life? And also another one on money. I mean, wouldn't we all want more money, more abundance? And that's a really fun workshop. We love helping people understand that it begins with your thoughts, and you can change and bring more clients and bring more money into you. Try it, you'll like it. But like you say, sometimes you just have to go out there and put it to work for you, and then you see the results. It's hard to just talk about, but the results, we all the time, I'm always calling Kevin, I did it again, I got another, whatever it was, and vice versa.
Beautiful. So can you kind of describe who your ideal client is?
Yes. We've come to learn over the years since 2007 that really, simply, I would say in a nutshell, the ideal client is a person who is stuck in a rut. Usually it's someone you know more personally than just an acquaintance, because they start complaining about things that they just keep seeming to not get off square one. They've, you know, not the relationship's not working. It never has felt right for a long time, but they don't know what to do because they love the person, but they just seem like they're stuck in a rut. Or they are worried about the economy. They seem to be stuck that they don't think they're ever going to get a raise, or they keep doing dead-end jobs. They're stuck in the fact that their health goes up and down, gain weight, lose weight, whatever it is. They want to have more energy. They want to feel better. People who seem to just, they're eager to try something new, something different. And really, changing the way you're thinking is the easiest thing you can do. You don't have to go out and go to the gym 24/7. You don't have to make a big, huge list of things to do that'll drive you into stress and, you know, anything, sleepless nights. It's just a matter of practicing new ways of thinking that empower you instead of attract the things you don't want.
Would you mind sharing an example of somebody you've helped?
Oh, yeah. I have three that I'd love to share with you. I have to do, I guess, really quick because time's running out. One is, we had a client who did not have a good relationship with her daughter-in-law. She actually dreaded seeing her at the holiday times, and she just didn't know what to do and was stuck in a rut of just an awful experience every holiday time. We gave her an assignment, basically some of the processes we teach and the tools we give. And what she did is she went home for the next 3 weeks, takes 21 days to build a habit, she started writing down. And when you write things down, it's a focus more powerful than just a thought. So you think it, you write it, it becomes a little bit stronger. She started writing a list of things she appreciated about her daughter-in-law. And I'm not kidding you, it wasn't easy at first, she said, in the beginning. But as she began to only focus on that, she built up a habit of feeling really good about her. And at Christmas time, they had the best experience they'd ever had. And since then, they've gotten along fine. It was her changing the way she was thinking and of this girl that changed.
Incredible.
And we've had people with health issues. We had a guy come in and say, you know, I really miss ballroom dancing. I love to dance, but, you know, I'm getting old and I've been overweight for some time, and I just don't think at this age that I could, you know, really get healthy enough to do that again. But when he came through a workshop, he saw that it was the way he was thinking that was keeping him from that experience. He started, again, a process of new ways of thinking, attracted a diet that he liked, so it worked. And then he lost weight, and then I talked to him 6 months later, and he was so excited to begin the ballroom dancing with his wife. So he turned himself around with the way he was thinking. And lastly, we had a client who came and said, I'm really worried. I have been the number one achiever. He was in sales. And the company just switched everything, new criteria, higher goals we have, quota we have to reach. He said, I just don't know how I'm ever going to do that. And again, with the learning of 6 full hours of understanding how powerful his thoughts were, he decided to stop worrying about it and go back and do exactly what he loved doing the business he was doing, working with the clients he did, and he kept attracting good results and still became number one and was number one at the end of the year in his company. And it was the beginning of him understanding, don't worry about what other people are throwing at you. Decide how you want to look at it and go and have, you'll attract it.
Nice. So do you have any programs coming up in the near future?
We do. We have, if they're new and they're just listening and they'd like to know more and get experience in starting to manifest their dreams, we have an intro to the Law of Attraction workshop coming up on March 30th. It's a Saturday. They run from 9 to 3. And then we have another one on April 13th, a Saturday. Once you go to an intro, you're welcome to take some specialty workshops. We have one on relationships only on April 6th, another Saturday, and one on money. Our favorite, Law of Attraction and Money, a workshop on April 27th.
So how do people sign up?
They can go to our website. It is www.psprograms.com. That's P as in personal, S as in success, programs with an S on the end.com. And you'll see you can go to our list of services we offer and sign up right there for workshops. But they can also call me. Our office number is 248-349-6225. And Kevin and I both are very happy. If you want individual coaching, Kevin offers a discovery session to make sure this is something that's really something you want to participate. That's free. I offer free consultation over the phone, or I'll meet someone for coffee and explain more of the law of attraction so they can see if this is something they really want to participate in.
Well, that's awesome. I really appreciate you being on the show today. And for people, it's like a gift to me. Is that what you guys are offering is something that is so special, and it's positive, I guess is a good thing to say, but I'm really happy that you're a part of LBN, and what you bring into our organization is very, very helpful. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Al. I appreciate this opportunity, and I really do. So thanks so much.
Okay, thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.